Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CeeLo is back as Jerry Recco continues to enjoy Turks and Caicos.
He's lazy.
And CeeLo caved to the peer pressure and got that haircut, so he came
needed
in.
Needed one. Well, you know, I needed a haircut.
Look at that.
I saw your boy Jerry Recco was posting nice pictures from his trip, Al, and it looks like he wants to open a business down there now.
Yes, he wants to open a coffee shop in Turks and Caicos.
Not a batting cage, not a driving
range. Jerry has so many different business ideas.
I mean, it just doesn't end.
Yeah, think no kidding.
Dodgeball.
We used to get bombarded with those all the time. All over the
rubbed
place.
Rubbed off on him.
Oh, my. I think it has.
Jerry's Beans. Recco's Beans down in.
Why would he think a coffee shop?
Well, that's what I always discuss with him about opening a coffee shop. So he thought, well, why not do it here? It's beautiful weather. There's very friendly people.
Right.
Jerry was doing some reconnaissance for Al.
Oh, he was.
But Al's concerned about the murder rate in Turks and
Caicos. It's not very high.
No, it's not Cancun, Al.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. See, I don't know.
It's Cancun.
Crime's low.
Crime is really low there. Yeah.
They all sound the same to me. Crime's low until they go, just don't go, don't leave the resort.
They kind of say that around here too, Al.
You know, never leave the resort.
Just don't go down this road at 3 a.m. in the morning. Yes.
I've gone to a couple places like that. Turks and Caicos is the one place where they recommend that you can go and leave the resort and go into the town and check out this restaurant. So
the Cayman Islands are like that, too.
So you got a couple of options for the coffee shop in the Caribbean.
There you go, Al. A coffee shop in the Caribbean by Al Dukes.
Yeah. All right.
Jerry noted that in the tweet. He said everyone's very nice. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, he did say low crime rate.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that was the whole thing with Jerry. Because no matter where he goes, he's miserable. And everybody around him is miserable. And he makes people miserable. I don't think he realizes the impact that he has on those around him. Like, people suck, you suck, die. I mean, all this kind of stuff. And then after a while, when he comes walking in, it's just like heavy lifting.
Right.
So by the time he leaves and Al goes down there to check out, everyone will be miserable.
People are garbage. That is a fact.
Coffee shop. The
crime rate's way up.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it's like that old cartoon Yogi with the Ark. I'm on my way for the perfect place, and he finds this, heavenly place, and then death and destruction follow him, and so, it turns into crap.
Sort of like that.
Yes. So UCLO got a haircut. I see that. I got a haircut as well.
There you go.
But you are like bordering on Peaky Blinder haircut.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, I have no idea what that means.
No, not a chance.
I know that show. I haven't really seen it, though.
Yeah, you are right there as a Peaky Blinder.
What's a Peaky Blinder?
Well, it's part of a gang that takes place in the early 1920s after World War One.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right? I've not seen it, but I have heard of the show.
Yes, you're very close to a Peaky Blinder haircut, yes.
I'll take that over puffy.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Which is what you were
Friday. You don't look as puffy today.
Yeah, see, that's what happens.
The collared shirt, got a haircut, back to the hoodie. In the fresh cut.
You know what? You were a little swelled up last week.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah,
haircut and some face lipo, and here you are on a nice Monday morning. What do you got there, CeeLo?
Brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Terrible weather in the Midwest wrecked a chunk of Sunday's baseball schedule. Wasn't much better here in New York, but nothing slowing down the Mets right now.
1-2 to Flores from the stretch. Albers delivers. Swing and a drive in the air. Well hit left center. Maybe back by the wall. It's gone. Put it in the books. Wilmer Flores with a game-winning home run into the M&M Sweet Seats beyond the 370 mark.
Howie Rose, final call. Flores going deep on a 1-2 pitch to give the Mets a 3-2 win over the Brewers on Jackie Robinson Day out at Citi Field. Half inning after Jurys Familia stranded the go-ahead run at second. The Mets came into the dugout. Mickey Callaway delivered this message to his club.
Win it right here and we get to go get warm. I know the players were ready to get off the field. Yeah, it was cold.
Don't like the fake laugh there out of Mickey? Mets are up to a National League best 12-2 for the first time in franchise history. They've won five series to open up a season. Noah Syndergaard was, of course, dominant. 11 strikeouts over 5 1/3 innings of two-hit, one-run ball, and that run was unearned. At one point, struck out 8 in a row. Sounds like he was prepared to even go deeper in the game.
I didn't even really break a sweat out there, to be honest. I just kind of kept things calm, cool, and collective. Really free and easy out there.
101 pitches, 69
nobody
strikes.
Nobody was breaking a sweat yesterday.
That's a fair point, yes.
And he didn't complain about his hair hitting him in the face. Did he?
No, he did not. Not yesterday.
He had some
crazy movement on the sinker and the changeup yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Some of the videos floating around out there on Twitter. There was at one point, there was a behind the plate camera of a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. I think it, what's the guy? Tims.
Yes.
I don't know, because I get confused with Marcus Tims, the ex Yankee. And after, it's the pitch is a ball. It goes in the righty batter's box with the movement, and Tim's basically bends over at the waist and puts his hands on his knees as if to say, I'm supposed to hit this guy?
Yeah, right.
He's just like mid at bat, he's totally defeated. He's like, I want no part of this.
Well, the nice thing is he said he could have even went farther into the game.
Yes.
And, I just want that guy to last the entire season.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. You don't have to. It's amazing we're still like won't go close to the stove with the Mets and the health. It's just you can't do it. You know, you just everything is prefaced
catchers.
By. Yeah, I know. Well, that's not. I don't think that's a bad thing, to be honest with you. I really think it's going to end up being a good thing for them because they're forced to get a real catcher in here finally. So
well,
all right.
We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, I know.
Right now, they don't exactly have a real catcher.
And Tomas Nito and Jose Lobaton.
Exactly right.
Not doing it for you.
Well, so, Lobaton, you know, he's had a cup of coffee in the
bigs.
Yes. He can hang there for a week or so.
Well, you know, that's not a ringing endorsement.
The problem is, the more you see, the more you're like, it's kind of like Wilma Flores at first base. Yeah.
Small sand. You need small doses of these guys.
Yes.
So you're worried about getting Noah through the season. Callaway worried about that as well. Obviously, he was pitching well, and he was saying he could go deeper in the game. Callaway said had a bit of a quick hook, especially because of the weather.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's tough to you know, stay healthy out there, much less be as effective as you want.
You know, the only thing is that where Callaway made a mistake. Well, we all think he made a mistake. He'll tell you that he didn't make a mistake, and he did it for a certain reason. But you know, and if Gary knows it in the booth, then you know I don't want to belabor the point. But when he goes to you know pinch hit Jay Bruce in front of Syndergaard,
right,
with the base open, so of course they're going to walk him, and then Syndergaard's going to come up with the bases loaded and two out. He's not going to get a hit, and then they're going to put him back out there. He gives up a hit, and then he yanks him off the field. Like, why would you do that the way he did it?
Well, his explanation was weird, too. He basically was trying to clear Syndergaard in that inning so he wouldn't have to make a double switch, is basically what he said. And he's like, we needed to get Syndergaard up there, you know, try to avoid making that double switch. I'm like, wait a second. You got to score some runs here. You got second and third. I know it's two outs, but that's your goal, not to clear the pitcher so you don't have to make a double switch.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. Like, that was a weird deal. And, you know, this is where they should just call Gary Cohen before he does these things. Because Gary's right on it. Gary knows.
Phone down the dugout.
I don't know, Mike. If Gary is so eloquent and clear about what is happening, why not just ask him?
Yeah, you should. I know. Add him to the staff.
Why not?
Seriously.
I would.
Just make him the manager.
We're all saying the same thing. It's just that he has the microphone and he is saying it.
Right.
And the way he's saying it makes complete and utter sense. Like, why are you doing what you're doing right now?
Yeah, it was very strange. That was a Mickey Callaway overthink that was going on right there. And I think we might encounter a couple of those. He's talked about how he's like way ahead of himself in these games. He's thinking 10 moves ahead. That was a Mickey Callaway overthink, but he wasn't burned by it because they won the game.
And that's why it works, because they're 12-2 and they won the game.
Yep.
There you go. And the bullpen was pretty effective again as well. Robert Kesselman allowed an unearned run. Ramos, Blevins, Robles, Familia, scoreless ball the rest of the way. And Brandon Nimmo got the start in right field, batting leadoff 3-for-5, including his first home run of the season. Just happy to contribute for a club on the upswing.
Talk to a lot of the guys around here. It's the most talented team they've played on. So, yeah, that makes at-bats hard to come by, but that also makes a World Series a very plausible thing.
Confidence is building quickly.
We're throwing out World Series.
Look at Boomer's face.
Brandon.
I'll give you this little tease. He didn't say it one time.
That's a violation, Brandon.
He said it multiple times.
I love your energy. I love everything about you, but no. We're not touching the money. I mean,
World
in April,
series.
For God's sake. Everybody
feasible.
Just calm down.
Plausible.
I mean, he's all jacked up because he almost had the cycle yesterday.
That's right.
He had all that stuff. Come on. Just everybody just calm down.
Touch the cup.
Kangaroo court fine right there.
Yes, right? Definitely.
No doubt. If that gets back to someone in the club. Todd Frazier, I'm sure, is handling all those matters.
Oh, I hope like, so, yeah.
Taking over the joint
there. Don't mess with
the
winning streak. Don't mess with the hitting streak. That's don't mess with the no-hitter. And our big sexy almost had a no-hitter, almost had a perfect game
into the eighth.
Hey, he beat the Astros. They won 3-1.
Poor guy ended up with a no decision. Gave up a run in the eighth. They went to extras.
They beat them.
They won the game, yeah.
And big sexy's pitching his ass off.
I mean, against the Astros, too. I mean, they got to get a blood sample from him and study him. I'm serious. Look at this guy.
He was horrendous last year.
But still, he's still capable of doing this.
He is.
I mean, which is unfathomable.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's had some bad stretches, that's expected, but to still be able to do this,
yeah,
big man can throw some strikes. That's crazy.
He was under 100 pitches into the, seven and two thirds. I think he threw 96 pitches, very efficient.
He threw at 91 miles an hour at one point yesterday.
I mean, he's bigger than ever, right? Too.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how it really is remarkable. It really is. It could be the most impressive thing in pro sports right now when he pitches like that.
Shohei Ohtani is the most
impressive. No, but he's 23 years old.
He got rained out
yesterday.
Or
Sidney Crosby.
Well, those guys are superstars. I mean, yeah, I get it. That's a different type of impressive.
This guy's been around forever.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. Never mind. All right, fine, it wasn't exciting.
Quickly back to the Mets. They got the Nationals coming in. Three-game set. Jacob DeGrom, Jeremy Hellickson in tonight's series opener, 7-10. Yankees are back home after a miserable weather weekend in Detroit. Split doubleheader postponed yesterday. Only played one of three against the Tigers. That was the Friday night win. A couple of Aaron Hicks home runs, including an inside the Parker. Good return from the DL for him. They will make up that double dip on a common off day, June 4th, and the Yanks are traveling between Baltimore and Toronto, so not the most ideal scenario there. But they turned their attention to a quick two-game series against the Marlins. Luis Severino and the former Yank Caleb Smith, the starters this evening. Both of these games are the 6:35 starts, so we'll have pregame here on the Fan at 5:55 this evening. Of note from out of town, the Red Sox won again, 3-1 over the Orioles, Boston up to 13-2, and the Phillies have won 6 in a row, so they've righted the ship. They beat the Rays 10-4. Let's get to the NBA playoffs now with the Cavaliers, were borderline non-competitive in losing Game 1 to the Pacers on their home floor, 98-80. Victor Oladipo, 32, to lead the way for Indiana. LeBron did have a triple-double, but the Cavs were sluggish, only had 38 points at the half. So LeBron now trails in a first-round playoff series for the first time in his career, but he is not at all concerned.
I mean, I'm down 0-1 in the first round. I was down 3-1 in the finals, so I'm the last guy to ask about how you're going to feel the next couple of days.
Yeah, but it was awesome, though. It's just awesome when it gets miserable like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's great.
You notice how he says I and not
yeah,
we?
I. It's unbelievable. But
and you know what? Right now, probably exactly how he feels. Almost justified.
I will say this. Lance Stevenson is like the anti-LeBron. I think he slapped him twice or hit him twice in the forehead yesterday.
He likes to mess with him. Yeah,
right.
For
he
sure.
blew his ear and everything. Right. Yep.
You know what that is? That's just New York grit right there, man. That's what that is.
No doubt. Yeah. So after a tough game one, you know, they've really played a lot. They get 2 days off now. So they play game two of that series Wednesday.
They got 2 days off. Yeah. It's the great thing about the hockey is the hockey comes bang, bang, bang.
Right.
Every day there's four games.
Yep.
And this first round is insane. You just hope that these rounds are going to go seven, but I don't know if they will.
Not looking good for a lot of these series.
No, I know.
Get to that in a sec. Rest of the home teams won their series openers Sunday. Rockets edged the T-Wolves 104-101. Thunder handled the Jazz 116-108. Celtics survived the Bucks in overtime 113-107. There was a questionable call against Giannis Antetokounmpo late in OT off of his own free throw miss. It fouled him out of the game. Terry Rozier didn't exactly say that the refs got it right.
The foul on Giannis. It was a lot of tough calls tonight, but I think they owed us that one.
That's a big spot to be owing them one. A little home cooking for Boston. Rozier, 23, in his first career playoff start as Boston got off to the 1-0 start.
I don't know if you saw this video from this game. So Chris Middleton drills that three from almost half court.
To send it to OT.
Right, to send it to OT. The video of the Bucks bench at that point, the entire bench, coaches, players, fired up like you'd expect. Tyler Zeller, stone-faced. Like, this guy wanted to, and he's a Milwaukee Buck.
Yeah.
It was like he wanted to go home.
Yeah.
He just was, did not a single bit of emotion. There it is right there in the back. Look at him. He says he doesn't care. I've never seen a guy hit a half-court shot to send a game into overtime and one of his teammates not care. It's bizarre. Sometimes you see it like on a coach, like Belichick, see him. I've never seen it on a player's face.
I gotta get to the bottom of that.
Bizarre.
Act like you've been there.
Act like you've been there before.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Have some fun.
A lot of maybe half-court shots to send the game to overtime.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a playoff game.
Right.
It's a playoff game. Guy had a half, basically a half court shot to send it to overtime.
And they got a chance now because right. the Celtics have their two main guys out. So there you go. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Golden Knights up 3-0 on the Kings. They topped LA 3-2. Blue Jackets took both road games in Washington. Have a listen.
Here's Werenski with a puck to the middle. He shoots to save his mate. Rebound! Score! And I got two words for you. Game over! Matt Calvert down low. Finishes it off. And the Blue Jackets are now up two games to none, and they're headed home.
Doesn't get much better than that, man.
Blue Jackets
Radio
Network. Does not get much better than that. You okay with that call?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. No. I'm not. I'm
gotta,
not I don't want to
watch yourself with these.
Yeah. I don't
want to
pick any more fights with fan bases as the Tampa Bay Lightning fans really, really protective of their radio broadcast.
Oh boy.
My goodness.
There you go. Columbus did blow a one-goal lead late in regulation, but they beat the Caps in OT, up 2-0 in the series. You also had the Penguins over the Flyers, 5-1. Pittsburgh has a 2-1 series edge. The Wild got on the board in their series, cooling off the Jets 6-2. And you got the Devils tonight. Back at home, they always say playoff series doesn't start until the home team loses.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
The Devils have to get on the board. They're down 0-2 to the Lightning, so they host Tampa Bay tonight at
Yeah, well, Keith Kincaid's finding out what, you know, playoff hockey, high-speed hockey is. That's not his fault because a couple of these goals are just unbelievable. What, the thing that I couldn't believe, and I don't know, Devil fans probably feel the same way, the amount of Tampa Bay Lightning players behind the defense of the Devils.
Yep.
In the offensive zone. Like in the offensive zone. Like there are guys standing right in front of the goalies with nobody around them. I'm like, where you're either missing a centerman or the defense are just completely lost.
Gotta clear them out.
But that's what happens when you play
there.
A fast team.
Get them out.
Get them out.
Get them out of there.
I'll get you the Popovich stuff next hour, by the way.
All right. Thanks, CeeLo.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.